Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leslie Grossman back on the show. Dr. Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen, is co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange. She's an outstanding Vistage chair. You know the Vistage group, the mastermind group all across the country and around the world. And she's the CEO of Executive Private Advisory Boards. And she's the author of Link Out, as well as Sell Session. And she's our good friend Leslie Grossman. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here this morning.
It's good to have you back, Leslie. And, you know, you're a small business owner. You've worked with small business owners, men and women, in your work over the years and now, and as like me, you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly among small business owners. And one of the things that's an abiding part of our world is stress. And
yes,
sometimes stress gets ugly and it becomes burnout. And we're never going to get rid of the stress because we always have to make payroll. And Leslie, we're always going to be undercapitalized. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Yeah,
but we can
true.
Learn how to manage it, can't we?
We absolutely can.
And minimize it.
Exactly. There's things that we can do and we have to focus on that because when we are stressed, we can't address the challenges, and we can't grow our businesses. So we need to try to reduce that stress, and there's many ways we can do that.
Well, and there's stress stress is like fear. You know, sometimes fear can be beneficial. Sometimes fear makes you work a little harder, right?
And
sometimes stress gets your attention too, right? Sometimes when you're stressed out a little bit, it gets your attention, and that's not always a bad thing. But so how would you do this? How do you manage stress? How do we deal with it?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is bring things into our life that help us be better, because we can't change problems exactly. We can make them better. We can address our businesses, but there's a lot of things happening around the world that make us more stressed.
Mm-hmm.
No, and that I think is even worse than the business stress, and we have to minimize that. You know,
you mean like the way the government gets involved in our lives, things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah.
Like we watch too much TV, we read a little bit too much, we start the day worrying about everything,
yeah.
And often that isn't even related to our business.
So, are you saying some of our stress is from too much information?
Too much information. I mean, you wake up and you hear about the Zika virus and you can start to worry about that.
Yep.
You know, we worry about the global economy and how that's going to affect our businesses. I mean, and those are all valid concerns, but they're not things that we can control. But like you pointed out, the things that we can control, the stress that we get from that is things that we need to take action on. But the things we can't control, we got to let go of. And change our reaction to that. So that's the first thing I think we have to tell people is don't think about those things and worry about those things, because in the past, history shows us that those things get dealt with. Things get better in that area. So don't let that figure into your stress right away. And don't watch the evening news.
So you're saying don't allow yourself to get stressed about things that you can't do anything about.
That's right, what you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one, I'd say. And we can't change those kinds of problems, but we can change our response to it and keep ourselves more optimistic and then focus on the things we can change. That's number one.
Mm-hmm. I like that, because there's plenty of things that are in our lives that are part of our immediate world. An employee doesn't show up. A customer is unreasonable. A delivery doesn't get made. a check doesn't come in when it was supposed to. There are all kinds of things that are in our lives that we have to deal with, and certainly, so what would we say? Would we say, okay, what have I on my mind right now that is worthy of stress, of my stress, and what do I have that's not worthy? And sort of separate them like that?
Separate them like that. And then when you focus on the things that do, that you can actually, are relevant to you, there's certain things we can do so we deal with them better when they happen.
Mm-hmm.
No, and that things like, and I'll give you a few.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give us that when we come back after these messages.
Okay, great.
Things that you can do, folks, to deal with, to manage the stress that's worthy of your stress, that's worthy of your attention. Leslie Grossman, and I will be right back. Leslie, quickly, your website.
Leslie Grossman, leadership.com and Vistage.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.